It's the most wonderful time of the year. Air balls are falling, media's calling for Katie to grow a beard. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There are a couple of months every year where the propaganda peaks in sports media. The month of June, better known as Woke Christmas. That month is very special, very, very special. Every year, we set aside the month of June to celebrate the real women. Beautiful woke women like Rachel Levine, Leah Thomas, RuPaul. You know, the women teenaged boys dream about becoming one day. The month of March, also a special month on the woke calendar. In March, we celebrate what woke scientists like to call biological women. Every March, we see the same propaganda from the media. We hear the same complaints. Ratings for the real March Madness are surging. I don't understand why the NCAA continues investing more in the men's tournament instead of investing in the real tournament. This morning, I am listening to an interview on NPR, National Putrid Radio, another example of your tax dollars well spent. Some unknown female birthing person was interviewing Chantel Jennings, another unknown female birthing person who writes for The Athletic. Now, based on outward appearance, you would think Chantel Jennings was the girl next door. She bears absolutely no resemblance to the typical woke woman. Unlike Bob Griner, Chantel Jennings, she doesn't have more hair on her face than she does on her head. She is the senior writer at The Athletic for the WNBA and women's college basketball. Translation, she is the only writer covering both. During this interview with NPR, Chantel Jennings came with the same bullshit complaints that we hear from Nancy Armour at USA Today. Listen to this tagline for the interview. When it comes to TV ratings, women's basketball is trending upward while the men are losing viewers. But when it comes to resources and media coverage, there is still a wide gap. Why? Oh, why? The answer is pretty simple. First of all, the men are not losing viewers. Matter of fact, they just set record highs for the first two rounds of the real March Madness. Ratings for the first two rounds of the tournament are competing with ratings for the NBA Finals. And number two, there is a simple explanation as to why there is a gap in investment and 100 times the media coverage for the real March Madness than coverage for pretend March Madness. Revenue. Money. I don't need to sit here and explain, again, how the men generate billions of dollars in revenue while the women's tournament loses millions of dollars. If it weren't for the men subsidizing the women, their tournament would not exist. This narrative really highlights the hypocrisy in the mainstream media. Pick your media outlet, ESPN, The Athletic, USA Today, The Washington Post, The New York Times, every one of them. They will tell you how great women's basketball is. These biological women are amazing! Caitlin Clark is a superstar! When she made that last-second free throw to put Iowa up 1-0 with 3 seconds left, the dozens of cardboard cutouts in the arena were chanting for Katie Rue. As is always the case, the shitfucks in the media, they refuse to put their money where their mouth is. According to Chantel Jennings, there are a total of 10 beat writers covering women's college basketball in the WNBA. 10! I think there are more beat writers covering Tulane than covering pretend basketball. We see an increased media focus this time of year on women's basketball, but outside of the month of March, we rarely hear about it in the media. Why? Because it doesn't generate revenue. Articles about women's college basketball and the WNBA, it doesn't drive traffic to media websites. There is a reason ESPN doesn't feature the dump on the front page and hides the WNBA main page so it's difficult to find. No one reads about it. Chantel Jennings fell back on the same push that we have heard before. If you build it, they will come. If only television networks would give these women the opportunity, people will watch. I promise you, people will watch. And I know, I'm Chantel Jennings. Yeah, well, that opportunity has been given the last couple of years. Networks like ESPN, they have featured women's basketball in the WNBA more than any other time in the history of the network. What has ESPN been given in return for their investment? Regular season ratings that make the WNBA look popular. Like I told you guys the other day, women's college basketball averaged just 199,000 viewers during the regular season on the ESPN family of failed networks. Now, according to the media, these numbers are great! For those of us living in reality, those numbers represent Bomani Jones' level of huge embarrassing failure. Now, we're about to dive into ratings for the Pretend Basketball Tournament, but let me show you something real quick. Let me disprove this notion of, if you build it, they will come. I wanted to know, with this increased push of women's college basketball, is this increased promotion by the media translating to interest? Check out interest levels for real basketball. As you can see, nearly half the population between the ages of 18 and 64 consider themselves a fan of college basketball. Now, check out the interest levels for the women, or maybe I should say, the lack of interest levels. Now, to be fair, the women are gaining popularity with a younger audience, but when you look at the numbers in totality, nearly three quarters of the country could not give a shit less about women's college basketball. Now, I don't point that out to be mean. I'm just pointing out reality, because we don't get this reality from the mainstream media. If you listen to them, it's all rainbows and woke wieners. America loves pretend basketball. Check this out from ESPN's public relations team. Anytime I see someone boasting about minutes streamed, it automatically tells me television ratings are not as good as they claim. I keep an eye on NFL ratings throughout the season. It is rare, extremely rare, that I see the NFL boasting about their streaming numbers. Why? Because they're drawing an audience on linear television. They don't need to brag about streaming. Who gives a shit about streaming? I know advertisers don't. Now, as you can see, the top five games of the first round average between 400,000 and 600,000 viewers. These are the most watched games. They're not showing you the stinkers that brought in 200,000, 150,000. And did you also notice ESPN put the first round average in very, very small print? Did you notice that? That's because the first round of fake March Madness only brought in 257,000 viewers. They also failed to mention the two most watched games of the first round, down double digits compared to last year. Now, second round ratings, they are not fully available just yet, but I'll be honest with you. The women did post some decent numbers in the second round. Iowa, Georgia, 1.5 million on ABC. Just over a million people watched the victims from South Carolina beat South Florida, led by the ultimate victim, Dawn Staley. UConn, Baylor, 943,000. Louisville, Texas, 783,000. Both those games down 17.5% compared to last year. Now, as you can see, in some cases, ratings are up. In other cases, ratings are down double digits. Overall, with the data I had available when I was prepping this video, the average audience through the first two rounds of the women's tournament, just 398,000 viewers a game. Meaning, there is a huge disparity here. It's a case of the haves and the have-nots. There are a couple of teams drawing decent numbers while the rest struggle to draw 200,000 viewers. But credit where credit is due. Teams like Iowa, South Carolina, they have proven their ability to draw an audience. But it got me to wondering. Now, I know why South Carolina is appealing to some people. Dawn Staley is a lightning rod for controversy. Oftentimes in college sports, especially in college basketball, the head coach, biggest star on the team. With Iowa, though, Caitlin Clark is the star. Caitlin Clark is the draw. There were sellout crowds in Iowa to watch both of their early round games. And we've seen this in the past, too. Sabrina Ionescu, remember her? She was a star when she played at Oregon. But it got me to wondering, how come these viewership numbers don't translate to the WNBA? How can Caitlin Clark draw 1.5 million people on ABC while playing at the University of Iowa? But when she gets to the dump, she fades into obscurity. If you look at the men, They become more popular once they reach the NBA level. Ja Morant, he was a star at Murray State. He's a superstar in the NBA. Steph Curry was a star at Davidson. He's a household name in the NBA. The men's tournament is dominating NBA playoff ratings right now, but historically, ratings for the NBA playoffs have been competitive with March Madness. So, why doesn't this star power in college translate to the WNBA dump? If women's basketball is really popular, wouldn't fans be clamoring to watch the amateurs blossom into professional dump divers? There are a couple of reasons the popularity does not translate from the amateur to dump level. Number one, women's college basketball is not popular. If you don't believe me, just go look at ratings for the regular season. Number two, the overall perception of the WNBA is overwhelmingly negative. The dump is perceived to be filled with pampered, entitled women, some wanting to be men, who want chartered flights and money they haven't earned, all while the league is being subsidized by the NBA and losing millions of dollars every year. Now, last but not least, the popularity, it doesn't translate because the basketball is not the draw here. The tournament is the draw. I went and pulled random ratings for Iowa games with Caitlin Clark during the regular season. 141,000, 216,000. These numbers are actually worse than live footage from the dump. But when you include the aspect of the tournament, single elimination, win or go home, the atmosphere in the arena, Caitlin Clark draws 1.5 million people on ABC. You could combine two or three broadcasts from the dump on ABC and not reach 1.5 million people. Now, I know we joke around. I know I might seem like I have a problem or some vendetta against women's college basketball. I don't. I have a problem with the way the media presents women's college basketball. I don't like being lied to. Don't tell me regular season ratings are growing when they're drawing 199,000 viewers. Don't give me partial truths. A week or two ago, I compared media coverage of WNBA ratings to their coverage of XFL ratings. The XFL is once again being crucified by the media. Last week, the league got destroyed by competition from March Madness. XFL averaged just 264,000 viewers last week. Or, if you want to spin this the way the media would with the women, XFL ratings are phenomenal! They outdrew the first round of pretend March Madness! Now, why does the XFL get shit on while horrendous ratings in women's basketball are presented as greatness? There's only one logical explanation. The XFL doesn't check enough woke boxes. The XFL serves no purpose to the woke media. The way things are going right now, it would not surprise me if by this time next year, we see our first transgender player competing in pretend March Madness. Take a wild guess how the mainstream media would choose to cover that story. But give me your thoughts. The media continues living in their pretend world, claiming women's college basketball is surging in popularity. In some cases, that might be true, but overall, women's basketball is just not mainstream. It's not popular. Now, how come Caitlin Clark can be a star at Iowa, at least during the month of March, but that supposed star power doesn't carry over to the WNBA? Give me your reason. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.